It's been a few months since you've heard this particular music on WSW and your morning team show. It's Thursday morning. That music, a sign that Saginaw Spirit Hockey is back for 2022-2023. And we, on a weekly basis, like to talk Spirit Hockey to get you caught up on the Spirit news so you can know what's going on with your hometown hockey team and enjoy all the games at the Dow Event Center. And, of course, when you enjoy the games there, it's a fine experience. But when you're enjoying the games on the broadcast radio, it's with the voice of Saginaw Spirit Hockey, Joy Patino, who is our in-studio guest for those hockey conversations. Happy hockey season. Joy Patino, welcome back. Good to see you, sir.
Great to be here, Charlie. Thanks for having me, as always.
Next week, next Saturday night. Wow.
I know.
The season opens. We're covering the Spirit, so you're all prepared, including the chance to enjoy the Spirit this weekend for a preseason game, which we'll get to in just a moment. The Spirit team got a lot of attention in the past offseason. And I know that this is a conversation that you've had numerous times. I know that it's a conversation the Spirit have had numerous times themselves, not just here in Saginaw, but because the Spirit got the number one draft pick. And it was a special pick. For those who have not heard, for those who aren't aware, let's talk about that first, Joy Patino, because that was a special moment when a youngster became part of the Saginaw Spirit hockey team when the draft happened earlier this year.
Yeah, so actually, to before we get to the number one pick, you have to go back a little bit further to the OHL Cup tournament, which is the culmination of the minor hockey season in Ontario at the under-16s, and a young player by the name of Michael Misa, who broke Connor McDavid's scoring record at the OHL Cup by scoring, I believe it was 20 points in 7 games. So after the OHL Cup, the Hockey Canada and the Ontario Hockey Federation met and discussed and then approved Michael Misa for exceptional status, which grants him entry into the OHL a year early. And then, you know, not long after that, the Saginaw Spirit won the OHL draft lottery for the number one overall pick, and with the number one overall pick, picked Michael Misa. So it's really exciting. He's just the 7th player in the history of the league to get exceptional status. Some of the other ones are household NHL names: John Tavares, Aaron Ekblad, Connor McDavid, just to name a few. You'll have Shane Wright coming in the league here in the next couple of years with the Seattle Kraken. So it's obviously a lot of expectations come with this tag. He's a very bright young man who understands what it is, what it means, and you know, the expectations that come with it. But he's also very dialed into the team aspect. He's very dialed into how to make the Saginaw Spirit hockey team better, and he's not a me guy. Which is cool to see. So it's a pretty unique situation, and for our fans to take advantage of seeing potentially, I don't want to put too much expectations on the kid, right? Of course, but potentially the number one overall pick in the 2025 NHL draft, to have him in our, you know, in our building 34 times a year at the Dow. It's something pretty special and pretty unique, and I wasn't here for it, but I do remember, you know, the buzz when Connor McDavid was playing for the Erie Otters and he would come to town. And you know, I obviously wasn't here for John Tavares, but I know that, you know, he would draw crowds just when, you know, Oshawa or London would show up later in his career. This is the type of thing, you know, we're going to have people traveling from a long distance to come and watch the Saginaw Spirit play, whether it be here at the Dow or when we're on the road, and it's pretty exciting. It's going to be a lot for this young man over the next little while, but you know, just in talking to him briefly over our time together, he's ready for it, which is crazy because he's 15, but he seems to get it and he's ready.
As we often say, what were we doing at 15 years
100%.
of age? I've heard him in several interviews, and he presents himself very well. And you mentioned the team aspect, and he has taken that mantle of saying that I'm just part of this team, and he's talking about I need to learn, you know, and he does. And let's advance that thought. This is a Saginaw Spirit team now that is a year older, especially for some of those youngsters that we heard last year that seemed to play so well. Now they got a year under their belt, so it's a bright prospect of what's ahead for the Spirit hockey team this season.
It is, and in a way now, we're a young, because we still are a young team, right? But we, that can't be a crutch forever, right? Eventually, these guys are going to have to take the next step, and for some of those guys we spoke of on last year's roster, this is the year that they have to take that next step. So, again, last year was play the kids, let them learn, let them make mistakes, let them get better together, so that when the time comes that we're competing again, they have all that experience. And I think, you know, I don't want to expedite the process here, but it seems like this would be a year where, there could be some expectations now that these players would take the next step, which is a good thing. That's what it's all about. This is the Ontario Hockey League. The kids are, you know, now on our team, 15 to 20 years old, and you expect incremental growth, some players exponential growth between one year to the other, specifically between 17 and 18 years old. And we have quite a few players that would fall under that category on this roster, where this is a big year, not only for their OHL career, but potentially their future professional career.
This is a team, as we said, that will open up the season officially next weekend. But for fans that would like to see the Spirit on ice, there is an opportunity we need to let folks know coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're excited because, believe it or not, being that we're only a week away from the season, we haven't played a home preseason game at the Dow Event Center yet. So this is our one and only preseason game at the Dow Event Center. Tomorrow night we're playing the Flint Firebirds at 7:05. General admission tickets are on sale. They're only $10 at the Dow Event Center night of game at the Saginaw Spirit Store, 6321 State Street. And then also online, Ticketmaster.com has these tickets as well.
And for those who are interested in tickets for the regular season, including if you want to get your season ticket packages and those special packages, you can do that now too.
Yeah, that's all on SaginawSpirit.com, all that information. Same places you can buy tickets for tomorrow night's preseason, the same places you can buy season tickets. We also have, we get that in today's world, a 34-game commitment can seem daunting to some. We're very busy people these days, right? So the Spirit offer, flex packages 6, 12, and 24 to allow for, a lesser investment for the fact that you would actually use the tickets, right? So we also offer flex ticket plans. So there's a bunch of options for people to get a season ticket, and we're obviously hoping that with this year, obviously with Michael, but with this entire group, that we're going to be an exciting team to watch. And I think really ever since we made the coaching change in 2018 to Chris Lazary and his style of play, we've always been, and since then we've always been at the very least an exciting team to watch. We like to play with the puck. We have an offensive style to our game, it's a bit risk-taking at times with a young group, but when they wrap their head around it, and we saw that in 2018-19 and then again in 19-20, that when we have a group that can wrap their head around it and what it is and has experience in playing it, it's a deep threat. It's a threat that that most teams can't answer when we're firing at all cylinders. So we're looking forward to seeing that and hopefully taking that next step this year, I would assume.
I'll give you my final minute here. Michael Misi, we talked about. All right, rattle off some names that we know are coming back that Spirit fans will recognize that are once again going to be on the ice at the Dow Event Center.
Well, I'll start with our local product. I'll start with our Saginaw-born Mitchell Smith, who returns for his overage year. He just came back from San Jose Sharks camp, which was great to see. T-Bone Cod, everybody loves T-Bone. He'll be back. He's feeling healthy, which is great. He missed most of the season last year. Waiting on Tristan Lennox is with the New York Islanders camp right now. He's unsigned. Things could change if he signs with the Islanders before the season starts, but right now he's scheduled to be back with our team as an overage goaltender. And then some of the young guys, you know, the player I'm really interested in seeing, and he's leading the team right now in scoring in the preseason, is Luke McNamara, and seeing how big of a step he can take. He struggled at times last year on the offensive side of the puck. He didn't seem to be playing with confidence at all between November and January. And then February and March, he really turned it on, and you saw like what he could be. And so far, he's looked really good in the preseason. I think Luke McNamara is a player to watch for this team. Could be the difference between a good team and maybe putting this team over the hump for a playoff contender.
There's just a few of those names. We'll talk more names as we advance throughout the season. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to you, Joey Botano, once again, to call all the action when the regular season starts with WSJW 100.5 specifically. And we'll send folks to SaginawSpirit.com, easiest access for all things Saginaw Spirit. The 2022-2023 hockey season begins.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me, Charlie.